I'm running in and I'm meeting a lot of people that I know or tangentially or maybe just know by name. Some of you in the chat room, some people on email and on the Twitter feed that are as equally as concerned as I am about some things that really do matter, like Amazon purchasing Whole Foods and then promising to do what? To make it not Whole Foods anymore. For what purpose? Well, so he can enlarge his bank account and he can buy more supermarkets. To do what with? To turn them into Amazon supermarkets. What if I don't want to shop at an Amazon supermarket? And what Mitter Simpson and I talked about, this can only come about if the laws have been rigged so that it can come about. You know, Congress does have a plenary power when it comes to making commerce regular. Instead of all the time that's wasted in chasing down small business people and accusing them of violating some arcane and imbecilic rule that was written by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, why not look into some of the obvious, very public displays of crony capitalism and a favoritism that could only come about when power is granted from the political establishment to the business establishment. We've got collusion going on here, ladies. Wait a minute. I almost said, ladies and gentlemen. But since I can't tell, and I'm not allowed to say ladies and gentlemen, because some ladies may, I'm not a lady anymore. I may look like one, and I might have a hoo-hoo dilly, but you got to call me Stan. I was Loretta, but you got to call me Stan. I almost said ladies and gentlemen. So, theys and thems. Isn't that nice to use pronouns instead of proper, you know, ubiquitous pronoun. So theys and thems, there is a real concern that's bubbling out there as a result of this, of what Amazon and others are doing.